Nova Scotia earlier today, the ocean rose by 25 feet, which, incredible as it sounds, looks more and more like a tropical hurricane. If this system moves south, we could see a wind-driven storm surge that could threaten the entire eastern seaboard.
The popularity of the new film The Day After Tomorrow has put the issue of global climate change at the forefront of American consciousness. While most moviegoers dismiss the film's doomsday predictions as sci-fi fantasy, some climatologists and concerned citizens are seizing on the opportunity to talk about the realities of global warming. The Day After Tomorrow opens with a team of scientists surveying the North Pole. In an instant, a crack splits the ice shelf, nearly killing the researchers. The filmmakers would have us believe that this event leads to a sudden, catastrophic rise in sea levels, resulting in extreme weather patterns all over the planet. Within days, the effects are felt as a snowstorm falls in New Delhi, India, grapefruit-sized hail rains down on Tokyo, Japan, tornadoes destroy the City of Angels, a tidal wave floods New York, and a new ice age engulfs the Northern Hemisphere.
I think the beginning part of it does depart from science, and from then on it's an action Hollywood film.
Max Boykoff, a graduate student in the Environmental Studies program at UC Santa Cruz, saw The Day After Tomorrow and feels it could have been made to be more realistic. Ultimately, though, Boykoff says the Hollywood blockbuster will force its viewers to address their own role in changing the Earth's climate.
I mean, if people get to start talking about it, if they think about what could happen, I consider that a good thing. You know, while the science kind of presents more of a doomsday scenario than is probable at this point, those things are still possible.
4 years ago, researchers learned that a mile-wide patch of the North Pole had completely melted into the ocean. Over the last half century, the Arctic ice cap has thinned by over 40%.
You know, the globe has been warming, the climate has been changing at an alarming rate, and we're at a time when greenhouse gas emissions are unprecedented, carbon dioxide emissions are higher than they've been before.
To dramatize the situation, Boykoff donned a Santa Claus suit and walked along the Santa Cruz Beach Street promenade on a recent Saturday, holding a handmade sign which read, "Save Santa's Workshop, Stop Global Warming." He engaged some in conversation and passed out flyers, urging people to take a number of simple steps to reduce their own ecological footprint. Similar actions took place in Florida, Washington, D.C., and Portland, Oregon.
We all know that there are natural variations that occur on the Earth over periods of time. However, the human contribution is the important component, and that is where we are meddling in the climate system.
While some in the scientific community have scoffed at the idea, they represent a small minority, according to Boykoff.
I'd like to point out that there's a UN-sponsored, United Nations-sponsored Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, where 2,500 of the top climate scientists from around the world have come together and have reached consensus that humans have a discernible influence on the climate.
Most of the skeptics even would go along with that.
Kevin Trenberth agrees. Trenberth is head of the climate analysis section at the National Center for Atmospheric Research and was a lead author of the 2001 climate change report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
You know, each year is one of the top, in the top 10 of the warmest years on record, year after year. And that's been true ever since this became a high-profile issue.
According to figures obtained from the Union of Concerned Scientists, 7 of the 10 warmest years in the 20th century occurred in the 1990s. Again, Kevin Trenberth.
We have very good evidence that the composition of the atmosphere is changing. Carbon dioxide levels are 31% above what they were in pre-industrial levels, and half of that increase has occurred since 1965. We know it's caused by humans, mainly burning of fossil fuels. And to the extent that these are greenhouse gases and they produce a heating of the climate system, then global warming is definitely happening.
So what impact does global warming have on the planet? Trenberth says scientists are studying the potential for long-term shifts in rain patterns and widespread droughts in many parts of the U.S., but much research already done on the subject concludes that
Sea level has gone up an inch and a quarter in the last 10 years. We've got very good measurements from space. And so this increases coastal erosion and has impacts around coasts, and that's only going to get worse. There is melting of glaciers, very prominent in Glacier National Park up in Alaska, and in Europe nowadays, there's been chunks of what is called the Lassen B ice shelf off of Antarctica that have broken off. The ocean temperatures are rising, the ocean is expanding, sea levels going up because of the ocean expansion and also because of the increased melting of glaciers, which means there's more water in the ocean. And so these kinds of things are happening and are going to continue.
And what can be done to reverse these trends?
Cutting back on the burning of fossil fuels is a key thing in order to slow down the rates of climate change being produced by this.
Hands down, the United States is the world's biggest polluter, responsible for more than 25% of the planet's greenhouse gas emissions. Despite this fact, U.S. leaders for years have balked at signing on to the Kyoto Protocol, an agreement between nations to implement policies reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Without the U.S. on board, the Kyoto Protocol would be an ineffective means to slow down the global warming trend. Meanwhile, a bill introduced by Senators John McCain and Joseph Lieberman called the Climate Stewardship Act would require polluting industries to make modest cuts in carbon dioxide emissions. Boykoff supports the bill, but cautions that it's only a start.
If you're looking to impact the most, so to speak, you would like the United States federally behind the Bush administration to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. However, this is a good first step to get the U.S. moving in that direction domestically. The bottom line is that we need to be aware that this is happening. And a lot of times through the mainstream media, there are different veils that get put over this issue that skew and distort what is really going on here. There's consensus that global warming is happening now and that we need to do something about it.
This is the V-Man reporting for Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California.